mine's the same way. It's something I'll never forget, and I was really excited to be a part of it.
What about this trip to Milan? Is it first time you've
been? No, I've been to most Italian places like that. Just never been to here to Milan, so I'm excited to be here. And it's a really, I know they love basketball here, and just excited to play a couple of games in Europe, and then head on back to the States.
What does a trip like this do for you, a new guy on the team, getting used to these other guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is building chemistry. That's why these trips are so important. And we did one in Golden State 2 years ago to China, and thought it really brought the team closer together. Something about kind of being away from your family and friends, and just being able to hang with one another for a week's time. In the preseason, I think the timing's perfect. Like I said, with the new additions. China and thought it really brought the team closer together. Something about kind of being away from your family and friends, and just being able to hang with one another for a week's time. In the preseason, I think the timing's perfect. Like I said, with the new additions, it should be great.
So you've been on these long trips before.
Yeah.
How do you get over the jet lag?
Just assume that's going to be a part of it. But we're all going to find a way to get our rest, and if we don't, we'll find a way to push through on a day like today. But it's just a part of the travel, and we'll have plenty of time when we get home to get readjusted.
You have a lot of pick and roll players in your guards, but you don't have really a 2-point guard. Do you think that you can be the shadow playmaker for this team?
Well, it's good. David was the one that organized it. David was the one that set it all up. So. Kudos to him for doing that.
Of course, when you come to the season of the past with some teams, from your perspective, how do you get the guys to only concentrate on basketball at this time? You're obviously getting out back on the court, but not to concentrate on all the noise about being in Europe and playing against the teams and all that stuff.
Yeah, so it's different than when I brought our teams, because we brought them in the off season, which is really a great time to do these trips, because it's, you're trying to get better, you're trying to improve as a team, but at the same time, it's not the start of a new season. So it's a little bit different now, because these sessions are really important to get something accomplished in practice and to make sure that we're continuing to progress. It's still very much part of our training camp. And so you've got all the great things about being a tourist, getting a chance to see new things and experience new things. And at the same time, we're 24 or 5 days away from our season opener. And so we've got to have productive days in the gym.
Do you address the team about that topic, or do you just assume that they get that?
I think we'll talk about it. If we don't understand what's coming from a challenge perspective and from a competitive perspective, we're in trouble anyways. But I do think you've got to just be mindful that you're preparing for a new season.
Coach, I'm sorry if you've been asked this, but what are you looking to get out of today's practice?
Just get better at the things we're trying to emphasize. We've got a couple of things we need to do, but obviously I'd be interested to see how we practice since we landed yesterday.
Do you feel like some of the guys are kind of fighting off that jet lag still?
I mean, we all are. But that's part of traveling. That's why they give us 3 extra days before we go. If you go on a international trip. So, that's part of it. I mean, this day is not going to be the crispest. Tomorrow's not. The 2 days when we get back in the States will not be. It's just the way it goes. But you can still be productive. You can still get things done.
Fun trip plan for today. What do you have going on?
We're gonna all go up, and I'll talk about it more tomorrow. We got a fun team activity plan.
What do you think about this game against Olympia Milan?
I'm excited about it. For me, from my perspective, just from a guy that loves basketball and a guy that enjoys a game, to get a chance to watch teams from other countries play and the systems that they run, and then, obviously the coaching and the styles are things that I'm going to steal from and take from. And I really get excited about watching the international game anyways. And so to get a chance to play against both Milano and Real Madrid later in the week is a treat. It's a great challenge. It's going to be tough. But it's a treat to get a chance to study these teams on film.
Did you scout the players? And
we will in a little bit more depth as the days go on. Because it's our exhibition season, because we're only 8 days in, we're going to be a lot more focused on us. But you know, we'll go through them and talk about them. And you know, I know all those guys or a lot of those guys from watching them for a long time. Already. So, like I said, I'll watch their games that they've played up to this point that we have, just so I can get a feel for how they're playing. But more so I can put a tape together of things I like that I might steal and use later on. That's the fun part for me.
And what do you think about Gigi Datome last?
Oh, I love Gigi. I mean, he texted me yesterday, he's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He did a really good job for us. I think he'll be great in Fenerbahce. I've always thought that, you know, people that have a good self-awareness about who they are and how they fit into this big picture are really special, and he does. He knows that he knows he's a good basketball player. He knows that the world's bigger than him. He's a great teammate and just a good person to have around.
Was he NBA material?
Yeah, absolutely. Shoots the ball, spaces the floor, smart. Can put it on the floor and make a play. Knew defensively where to be and what to do, and was able to adjust game to game. Absolutely. Hey, there's a lot of guys that aren't playing in the NBA that could be playing in the NBA. Some of them don't quite make it for whatever reason, and some of them choose not to. And that's the reality of it. And you know, in his case, with his great opportunity, it's more of the latter. Like, he could play in the NBA, and he could be on a team right now, but he's got a great situation that he's excited about.
Coach, are you going to be playing NBA roles in these games?
From what I know.
Coach, have you met Bill Belichick before?
No. I have not.
Do you think the program you met? Some people don't usually met him when he was in Boston.
Yeah, so I just haven't had a chance to meet him in person. I've texted with him a couple of times. His offensive coordinator and I are good friends. We've shared a few meals, and our kids are the same age, so we've ended up in the same games, kids' games, and those type of things. But I've not met Bill in person. I've just texted with him.
This is your third year in the NBA. Did you change your approach to training camp or workouts?
The only change in approach from last year to training camp structurally was just preparing for this trip and the travel challenges that come with, you know, jet lag and those type of things. But other than that, it's pretty similar to the way that we prepared for last year. Just had to change how we're doing things because our team's different.
What about international basketball you like?
I love the spacing. I love the emphasis on team. I love the way the ball moves. Love the pace of the game. I mean, there's not a lot I don't like. I'm a huge international basketball fan. When I coached in the World University Games in 2011 with the United States, we played in China, and my most prized possession coming back from that is I had about a 23-minute tape of plays that I've used, that I still look at. That I sent to a couple of buddies, you know, like, just, you know, those things are, that's what coaches do. You study, and for me, that was incredible. I was an assistant coach, and so I just got to scout all the teams, and I really delved into how Russia played. I delved into how Finland played, and those are great teaching moments for a coach.
Is it different in the league?
I think there are some teams that are similar and some teams that are very different. But I see a lot of the same kind of basketball being played in the NBA, and especially as the NBA continues to trend smaller, you're seeing a lot of the spread pick and rolls, which you see over here. You see a lot of spacing. You see a huge emphasis on shooting. Over here, the ball just whips around so fast, and this is one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to playing Milan, because you know they're a few weeks ahead of us practice-wise, and I think we'll get spun around a little bit. And that's a good thing at this time of the year.
Final question, folks?
I'm good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
thank Danny in this organization for giving me that opportunity.
Last year you shot like 57% of your shot from three. Is it something that you worked on or something that was part of the system?
I worked on it a lot, but definitely, you know, I was able to take those shots because I was giving those shots, you know, coming in first year. A lot of guys played me, you know, they didn't know what I could do. They wanted to, you know, get beat to the basket. So, you know, coming in, you always want to see if a guy can shoot first, and you give him those open shots.
Did you work on this summer on your shots?
I'm still working on it each and every day, you know. That's something I can improve each and every day, so I'm still working on it. Definitely going to take those shots, but I'm going to try to pick my spots wisely.
Last year, you played a lot with another point guard, playing like off the ball. Do you think this season you play more with the ball in your hands?
I think it's going to be a balance between the two, on the ball and off the ball. You know, it just kind of depends what kind of matches we have in the game and who's in the game at what time.
What did you learn from the first season that you can kind of take on for the second season? Was there anything in particular that you know better and that could be better?
Every game is different. You know, you're gonna approach every game in a different way. You know, and that's what makes the game of basketball so fun, because it's not the same old thing when you come out every day. You don't know what to expect, so you have to prepare yourself in each and every way.
This is your second training camp. Do you see any differences between?
Definitely, I'm more confident in myself. You know, I feel more confidence with the team, and the game has slowed a lot down for me this year.
Did you try to learn something from Avery Bradley and his defensive technique in your first year?
Definitely, I watched Avery a lot. Actually, you know, just the way he pressures the ball and the way he uses his body and his strengths to his ability. You know, my strength is my physicality, so, you know, I try to use that to the best of my ability to help the team.
And being one of the best perimeter guards in the league, a lot of people rank the point guards from their offense. Who do you think are the best defensive point guards in the league?
I definitely think Avery Bradley, even though he's not a point guard, he's definitely one of the best defensive guards that I've seen. You know, we have a lot of good guards out there. You know, it's kind of hard to rank those guys. You know, because like I said, on any given night, you know, anything can happen. So it just depends at that night who's the best guard on defense and offense.
What is a reasonable expectation for the Celtics this year? Like going back to the playoffs is the minimum goal?
We're taking it one game at a time, you know, just getting better as a team and just to continue to keep growing as a team and as an organization. You know, this is more than just, you know, 15 guys on a team. You know, this is a family and an organization that believes in us, and we believe in them. So we're just going out there to get better each and every day.
You're a very physical guard. Who's the toughest matchup physically in the NBA you've faced so far?
Physically as a guard, probably one of them is LeBron, definitely. You know, his physique, and he's very physical as a guard as himself, and he definitely gives you problems to guard him. So I definitely say LeBron's one of them, and there's many more I can keep going, but that's what makes this game so much unique, and you know, you're going out there and playing against the best each and every night.
Yeah. You know, basically whatever Coach Stevens says. You know, we got a deep team, we got a lot of players that can really play, so you know, whatever Coach has asked of us is what we're going to do with that.
How do you think veterans like Johnson and Lee will help you personally growing?
It's good. I mean, they've been around the game a long time. They know how it's played. They know what it's like to be a professional. They can help a lot of our guys, and it's going to be great.
What parts of your game did you work on during the offseason?
You know, just trying to get consistent. You know, working my shooting, obviously, be as consistent shooter as you can be, but just, you know, all around game, working on both ends of the floor.
What are your expectations by the Boston Celtics for the next season?
You know, right now we're taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, we ended the season on a great note last year and trying to carry that momentum into this year.
How's the overall feel for the team right now? You guys just got here. How's your first practice
now? I think a lot of us are in kind of a little bit of a daze right now, you know, flying overnight. But you know, hopefully we can get acclimated here pretty quick and, you know, get some practice under us and then play a couple games.
How excited are you guys to finally be here?
It's awesome. You know, this is a great place to be. It's, you know, one of the best cities in the world. You know, so we're lucky to be able to come here. You know, spend time bonding and, you know, really growing as a team, you know, outside of the U.S. So it's a pretty cool experience. Hopefully, you guys will enjoy it.
How do you feel being able to be in this event and also give back and also bond as a team?
It's awesome, you know, being able to come to these things, you know, help these kids out. You know, I know a lot of these people really appreciate it. And, you know, there's basketball fans all over the world. You can see just how happy the participants are here. And so, you know, be able to come here and do that kind of thing is special as well.
Kelly, I've been told you're a great cook. You love to cook. What kind of food are you most looking forward to experience here in Italy?
You know, I've been to Italy a few times before. You know, I've been all the way up to Bormio, the mountains there. You know, Italy has unbelievable food, so you know, hopefully we get a chance to experience some local restaurants and stuff. We don't have to stay cooped up in the hotel.
Did you any advice? Did Datome give you any advice?
yeah, but he said there's too much good food. You can't just take one. You need to spend at least a month or
you play for Canada. And how did his weekends as a teammate, and what are the current goals of this national team?
No, Wiggins is a great teammate. He's a really, really good player, really, really good kid. You know, he's super talented, super athletic, and, you know, the sky's really the limit for him. You know, he's only going to get better every single year. You're going to see this year, you know, he's going to make huge jumps. As for Team Canada, you know, our goal right now is to get to the Olympics in 2016 in Rio. You know, unfortunately, we lost in Mexico City there to Venezuela, but, you know, I think we grew as a team. We got better each game, and, you know, this summer we're looking forward to, you know, to trying to qualify again in the qualifying tournament.
You played with Andrew Wiggins in Canada national team. How can you describe Wiggins and what can he accomplish in the NBA?
I mean, like I just said, you know, Wiggins is a great player. You know, unbelievably skilled, unbelievably athletic. You know, he's got a great head on his shoulders. You know, he loves to work, loves to play the game. No, I think he's, like I said before, the sky's the limit for Wiggins. I mean, he's a really, really good kid, really, really good player. And you're going to see him, you know, really improve this year as to what he did last year.
Okay, thank you.
So this is your first time traveling with the Celtics in Europe?
No, it's my second time.
Oh yeah, you were here the last time with the team. A lot of differences between this time and last time. No?
What's the difference?
Yeah, well, you were a rookie then, and now you're
You know, a little bit more experience. Know where I'm coming into. My rookie year, I didn't really know where I was coming into.
How do you feel about your body after the trip? You're still tired?
I'm a little tired, but I'm managing.
Yeah. And how was this week, the first week of training?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. Guys have been competing. We've been playing hard and learning the offense, and we're getting better every day.
You see that you worked a lot during this this summer in Houston. Do you feel you're going to have a good season?
Yeah, everything I did in the summertime with John Lucas in Houston, it's translating on the court. I'm getting better every day.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Ciao.
You know, I'm still a little jet lagged, so it's going to be good to get a good sweat in and just, you know, get the legs moving.
Yeah, how'd you sleep? Did you follow coach's advice not to sleep before nighttime?
I tried. I actually fell asleep for like an hour and a half, so I had a little tough time sleeping, but it was fine. It's always like that, so we got a few more days.
Jonas, how do you kind of turn off the noise and get back to basketball now? Obviously, the last couple days we've been all travel and team meetings and all that stuff. How do you turn all that stuff
when you're in the NBA, you're kind of used to the noise and all that, so it shouldn't be a problem. Obviously, it's a little different coming to Europe and all that and the time change, but we're all professionals, so we should be used to it.
And do you know much about the teams going to be playing? Do you know much about Olimpia Milano?
I know they're a great team and maybe the best team in Italy. You know, I played here for a couple of years, so I played against Milan many times. Yeah.
Do you know any player of the Germanies?
We're going to get a scouting report here soon, so I'm just going to read that. And you know, I know the team changes a lot in Europe, too, so I'm just looking forward to being back here.
Jonas, how different is the game here?
I'd say it's more physical here from what I remember. The referees let you do a little bit more stuff, and the paint can be a little more crowded. But, you know, the European games, we've got a lot of shooters out there, and I know Milano is going to have a lot of shooters out there too, so it's going to be fun.
It's real.
Yeah.
How was your first week here in the training camp?
It's been good, you know, just to get going again and the legs and, you know, I haven't played basketball in a while, so good to see you, man. How are you doing?
Good.
How's your son doing?
Good. That's quite good.
Is
he? Yeah, he's good.
Do you remember something when you played in Italy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I had a great time here, so. I haven't spoken Italian in about 6 years, but I still understand a little bit and stuff, so it's great to be back.
What do you miss most about your time here? What do you miss most from your time here?
Just the year we had, my last year, when we went to the Final Four and we should have beaten Milan here. But I just have great memories from Italy.
Thanks.
You're off to Spain.
So everybody seems to be surprised when the Celtics pick you up, but now everybody seems to be excited about you after the Summer League and after this week of training camp. How do you feel after this week, and what are your sensations?
Well, when my name was called, I was always feeling confident. I knew it would be a matter of time where people start liking me and fall in love with my game. So, you know, I just want to stay true to myself and, you know, help this team win as much as I can. You know, it's just come in and work hard every day. I don't really get into all the critics and who believe in me and who don't. At the end of the day, I just want to take care of business and help my team. So.
And after this week, how was your sensation working with this group, with the coaching staff?
It's been amazing. You know, I got some great veterans that look after me. It's a great group of guys. So, you know, I'm just happy. I'm blessed to be in this position. And I just want to keep it going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao.
When did you guys get in? You got in early today?
Yeah, we got in here about 12 o'clock today.
Have you been to this league before?
No, it's my first time overseas, actually.
Excited to be here?
Very excited. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see what the coach is like over here.
Fantastic.
After a great summer league, what are your expectations in a team which is quite crowded in your position?
You know, I'm just looking to help the team out any way possible I can. You know, I'm not looking to find any specific role right now. I just want to come out and do whatever coach asks me to do and just help out.
What's it like taking part in events like these?
You know, it's a big part, you know, trying to spread the game of basketball around the world. You know, things like this just help to do that and, you know, get other people involved.
Do you have a model to a player that you have for inspiration?
My inspiration to play when I was growing up was Chris Bosh, you know, from the same city. And so he often came back to visit, you know, and I would watch him play and everything. So he's probably the person I watch most.
So what are your sensations? After the first week of training camp?
You know, it's a pretty good week for me. You know, just picking up on a lot of things, trying to get the terminology down. You know, a little attention to detail that you have to pick up on. This is my first time overseas. You know, first time experiencing a plane ride longer than 3 hours. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just here to enjoy it.
Have you had any time yet to kind of tour around a little bit?
Not yet. You know, I believe we might do some stuff later on today with some of the teammates.
Are you going to visit Milan or Italy in these days?
Is that again?
If you are going to visit the city or Italy in these days?
I'm sure we'll get out a little bit and visit around, tour around a little bit.
Did you ever like sleep on the plane at all? Is it the time adjustment throwing you off?
I slept a little bit on the plane, but yeah, the time adjustment is going to throw me off a little bit. Just trying to, got to get acclimated to, you know, we weren't able to really take naps today.
So is that like you go home? For this and pass out, or like how do you get on
we were told don't go to sleep till you know you actually plan on going to bed for the night,
just to
get adjusted.
What about your physical conditions?
What do you mean?
I don't know what you mean.
I've been told you're injured.
Oh, no, 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 I'm fine. I'm fine now. I mean, that's why I'm on the trip, because I'm doing well, so everything's good.
What about coming to Milan? What about this experience of visiting a new country, a new city, and play against international fans?
I think it's going to be cool. You know, I've done it once before, but when I did it before, it was great, you know, fantastic, outstanding fans. You know, I like coming to different countries. It's really enjoyable. You know, I like seeing new people, new cities and things like that. It's going to be a good show, you know. My team's going to perform as well as we can, but, as far as the city and everything, we're going to try to enjoy every moment we can.
Firstly, with the Celtics, for you, what are your impressions of this team?
A well-knit, together team. You know, everything they do is together. They're really big on family, and they've done a great job making me feel like I'm a part of that family.
Last year, you made the playoffs. What's the goal for this year?
I wasn't on the team last year when they made the playoffs, but the goal every year is to win an NBA title. So that's our goal every year, and as a professional, that should always be a goal.
Okay, thank you.
I'm pretty excited, not only to play, but also do it, in a different country. It's nice. It's nice scenery out here. Nice people out here. Haven't got a chance to shop yet, but everything's been good. Everything's been great. And the things we're doing right now, like this clinic, is just, it's outstanding.
Yeah, well, I mean, right when you got here, you hit the ground running. You guys had practice, and now this clinic. What is so special about this to be able to give back and help these kids?
For one, I'm not as tired anymore, but it's just always good to give back. Coming here, they don't get to see us every day, see our NBA players every day. So coming in here, just having a good time with them, putting a smile on their face, it's just happy. It's just a good feeling to see them so happy, and that's what you want as an NBA player, to be able to give back to the community.
Your game will change without playing with a superstar like Durant or Westbrook.
One more time, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
How do you play without the superstar like Westbrook or Durant? Because in Boston, there aren't superstars. You will have more shots.
Basically, you just play together. It's still hard, just because somebody's not a superstar doesn't mean the job is any easier. But, competition is always very high. We just play great team ball, and it makes up for not having a superstar.
You worked with Kevin Durant in the last 3 years. How it was, and did you improve?
I believe I improved. It was a great experience, learning from somebody like Kevin and Russell. Arguably the two, top players in the NBA. It was a great experience, but I'm hopefully I can transfer this over to the Celtics and help us win a championship.
Okay.